Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Balkrishna Industries Limited Q3 and 9 months FY24 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rajiv Poddar, Joint Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning. Thank you, Zico. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. Along with me, I have Mr. Bajaj, Senior President Commercial and CFO, Mr. Ravi Joshi, Deputy CFO, Mr. Sushil Mishra, Head Accounts and SGA, our Investor Relations Advisor. Let me begin with performance updates. In October earnings call, we communicated of a better Q3 and H2. Q3 financial year 2024 fared on expected lines. BKT garnered market share and thereby increased sales, leading to a volume growth of 9% year-on-year for Q3 FY24. With this, I now move on to the operational highlights. For the quarter, our volume stood at 72,749 metric tons, a growth of 9% year-on-year. For 9 months financial year 2024, volume stood at 210,543 metric tons. Our standalone revenue for the quarter stood at 2,316 crores, registering a growth of 5% year-on-year. This includes realized gain on foreign exchange pertaining to sales of 36 crores. For 9 months of the financial year, the revenue stood at rupees 6,678 crores. This includes realized loss on foreign exchange pertaining to sales of rupees 53 crores. For 9 months financial year, 46% of the sales came from Europe, 28% from India, 17% from Americas, and balance from the rest of the world. In terms of channel contribution, 72% was contributed from the replacement segment, while OEM contributed 27%, with the balance coming from offtake. In terms of category, agricultural segment contributed to 59%, while OTR industrial and construction contributed to 38%, and the balance came from other segments. The standalone EBITDA for the quarter was at rupees 588 crores, registering a growth of 40% year-on-year. The margin came at 25.4%. The margin improvement was on account of operating leverage on account of volume increase and cost realization efforts. For 9 months of the financial year, the EBITDA was at rupees 1,622 crores, registering a growth of 6% year-on-year. The 9-month margin stood at 24.3%. Other income for the quarter stood at 70 crores, while 9-month it was 187 crores. Profit after tax stood for the quarter at rupees 309 crores, registering a growth of 210%. For 9 months of the financial year, PAT came at 957 crores, with a growth of 16% year-on-year. Our gross debt stood at 2,881 crores at the end of 31st December 2023, of which about 65% is related to working capital debt. Our cash and cash equivalents were at rupees 2,552 crores. Accordingly, our net debt is at 330 crores. The board of directors have declared a third interim dividend of rupees 4 per share. This is in addition to the two earlier interim dividends of rupees 4 per share each paid over the year. Going into Q4, with the geopolitical situation, coupled with the freight situation, which started in December end, early January, there may be flattish sales for the Q4 on back of anticipated delays in delivery schedules. Further, this may have an impact on margins in the short term. With this, I conclude my opening remark and leave the floor open for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Participants present on the audio bridge who wish to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to one or two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the queue. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Jinesh Gandhi from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Quick question on the outlook which you mentioned. So we're expecting...
Sorry, interrupt, sir. May I request you to use your handset, sir? Your audio is muffled, sir.
Yeah, is it better?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead. Mr. Jinesh Gandhi has left the queue. May I request that we move to the next participant? The next question is from the line of Siddhartha Bera from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, my question is on the volume growth. So just to clarify, you expect Q4 volumes to be flat compared to the last year? Is it that what you mentioned?
Yes.
Okay, because sir, generally we have seen generally Q4 has been one of the strongest quarter in a year, and we sort of had expected about 290 for this year. So that probably then will have some risk in the near term.
So current geopolitical scenario and shipping issues which are going on are there. So we are not very sure at this stage where we will end up. But we, as I indicated, it will be flattish.
Okay, but sir, in general, apart from the Red Sea issues and all, how are you looking at the end level demand from, say, agri and OTR markets? Is there any signs of pickup in the end markets of US or Europe, or how is the scenario there?
Yeah, it's going, I mean, the demand is, it was picking up towards the end of the year, which continues. So that is not a very big issue.
Okay. And going ahead, do you expect the growth momentum to recover at some point, given the outlook you have or the demand you check you have from the dealers? Or do you think that recovery may take longer depending on your expectation?
No, we see it to improve depending on the issues of the Red Sea and shipping issues.
Got it. Lastly, sir, on the cost side, you mentioned that there will be some margin pressures, but generally, if you look at the freight costs, how are they behaving for you in the quarter, and is there we will probably be able to pass it on to the end consumer, or should we expect that also to take some time to get passed on?
So we are trying to pass it on. It will not be passed on immediately. It will be, we are also waiting and watching, so passing on some, trying to pass on some bits over the period. And if this situation continues, we will end up passing the whole thing, but that will take time. That's why I said in the short term, it will have an impact on our margins.
Got it, sir. Thanks a lot. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Jinesh Gandhi from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead with your question, sir.
Yes, sir. My question pertains to your outlook for fourth quarter. You're indicating it to be flat on QOQ basis, or you're expecting some growth in seasonally strong fourth quarter?
Q3 or this time and year-on-year Q4 numbers are quite similar, so we're expecting it to be flat in that range.
Okay, okay. Secondly, when we talk about retail demand being overdoing okay, in the sense, are you referring to it to be stable and not declining, or you're seeing growth in the end markets as well?
Stable to gradual improvement.
Stable to gradual improvement. Okay. And lastly, can you talk about the pricing actions which we may have taken in 3Q as well as 4Q in the end markets along with Euro and Euro-INR rate?
No price increase in the quarter so far.
Okay. No reduction as well?
No.
Okay. What was the Euro-INR realization?
89-90 rupees.
89-90. Okay. Great, sir. Thanks. I'll fall back in queue.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ankit Kanodia from Smart Sync Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is related to our Indian market. So in the last six, 7 years, we have ramped up our Indian operation really fast. When I'm saying operation, I mean basically sales in India. So do we, now that we have close to 30% of sales from India, do we see the growth rate in the Indian market sustain at this high level of volumes?
Yes. India has, I mean, the potential in India is already there, and it is continuing to grow. So as India, everybody's projecting India to be growing faster, even we expect our growth rates to be good over here.
Great. So my follow-up to this question would be, sir, then it would be fair to assume that maybe three to four years down the line, India would be either at par with Europe or maybe even more than Europe. So how will our, if you can share more color on the margin front, on the type of products which we or the product mix here, and what is the competitive intensity compared to Europe? If you can just share some more color and compare the Indian market with European market, that would be very helpful, sir.
So basically, the overall volume will also increase. Earlier, what we had said that overall, when the volumes also pick up, the growth will come in the similar ratio. So Europe also will kick in, and also overall, the share may stabilize, but our growth will continue. So India's share may stabilize at these numbers as the other markets pick up.
Okay. And on the competitive intensity and the kind of product mix, if you would like to share more?
Yeah. I mean, we have the entire range, and we are growing that. As we had said earlier also, we are enhancing our basket every time. On the contrary, we have enhanced our basket substantially. So that is being done. It's an ongoing process, and we are growing. I mean, we are in the marketplace working with that.
No, my question, sir, was related to, do we have any change in product mix when we are serving Indian customers, or we have the same kind of products for both European and Indian market?
So we have a special product for Indian market, but for international also, the product is there. So they are all separate. We're treating every market separately, and we're building products based on that.
Margin profile, I would assume in European market would be better than Indian market, right?
Similar. I mean, marginally better, but not such a big impact.
One last one on competitive intensity in European market versus the Indian market. What would be your view there?
So both have their own unique situations. It will be a marginal difference, as I said. So nothing major. So there's nothing great on that.
Okay. Thank you so much. All the best for the rest of you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Raghunandan NL from Nuvama Research. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Congratulations on good number in Q3. Sir, on the near term, I understand that there are temporary issues, but as you rightly said, that the recovery is likely in other geographies as well. And we have seen that in this quarter where the share of Europe has come back to 49%. So just trying to understand, how would you look at the outlook for Europe going forward, which is the major market for us, and also mainly the agri segment, how do you expect to see an improvement given that 2023 was a more challenging year for agri compared to that 2024? At least the initial thoughts are it should be better. So over a 1 to 2 year period, how you are looking at Europe and the agri segment?
Too many questions bundle. I'll try and answer them. So one by one. So overall, Europe we are seeing and the demand to be stable, but on the trend towards improving. That's how we see it. We are geared up to capture that market as and when it starts coming back. So we are all geared up for that.
Got it. And in terms of the near term, there are, because of the Red Sea crisis, there are delays in shipment. Also, there is some increase in the freight cost. In any initial thoughts or, what could be the cost impact in the very near term?
I mean, as I mentioned earlier, there will be some impact on the margin. Exact impact we are evaluating, and we will see how it goes.
Got it. And lastly, on the carbon black sales, for 9 months FY24, either as percentage of revenue or if you have an absolute number, if you can share here, what has been the revenue and how do you see the new capacity-led growth for next year?
So carbon revenue is 7.5% of the total revenue currently. And next year, we further expect that it may go 8 to 9%.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Mumuksh Mandlesha from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of results. So you talked about the market share gain, which led to growth during the quarter. Can you indicate where are we in terms of market share and how we are progressing toward the 10% market share target which we had? Should it be achievable in next few years? And can you indicate what would be the major driving factors for the improvement in market share?
So our market share, as I mentioned, was about just over 5% globally. And yes, we are it's between 5 and 6%, and yes, we are on course to hit. I mean, we are working towards hitting our target of 10%, and should be possible in the next few years. So that's what we are working towards.
And so it would be led by industry consolidation, sir.
No, there is ample demand, and we are working towards that. So.
Right, sir.
And
sir,
there will be some market share gains also as we go along.
Got it, sir. Sir, other expense as a percentage of revenue has come down versus the previous quarter. It's supported by the better volumes. So how do you see the particular marketing expenses over the medium term?
So operating income has come down because of multiple things. As I said, operating cost rationalization has come in, freight costs have come down, so all those things have had an impact.
And how do you see the marketing expenses for this year and over a medium term, sir?
So it will continue at the same level that it has been doing, that we've been doing.
Got it, sir. Sir, how do you see the iron cost ahead as the crude prices have softened? So do you see the benefit in coming quarters?
No, we don't see any benefit because the crude price is coming down. So other raw material will go down, but natural rubber is increasing. So it will almost same the cost. It will offset the decrease or increase.
Got it, sir. Just on last.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. May I request you to rejoin the queue for follow-up questions, please? Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question is from the line of Pramod Amte from Incred Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks. Sir, wanted to check, considering you talked about supply chain issues, what is your inventory levels at the dealers in Europe and US?
As I mentioned in the last quarter, it has started coming down and it is at the reduced level, so there's no inventory up there.
So in that direction, if the supplies further get constrained with the shipment, and do you think them to go below the comfortable levels this quarter?
Yes, may do. If the depends on how the shipping scenario plays out, but if it has a constraint, it will definitely go below comfort level.
And usually they are what, 4 to 6 weeks at the dealers, or how do you, when you say comfortable last?
Yeah, about 45 days, so yeah, in that range, 30 to 45 days in that range. So they will be towards the closer part of 30 than towards 45.
Okay, thanks. Second one is with regard to the freight cost, which you again alluded to saying of disturbance. Where does the freight cost stand in first 9 months? And considering the disturbance, where you expect it to go, and looking at the past experience where such disruptions happened, how much time it takes usually for you to pass it on to the end market?
So for the first 9 months, our shipping cost is in that range of 3 to 4% where it has normally been. Q4, we are yet evaluating, so we don't have the numbers to share for Q4, but first 9 months are 3 to 4%.
And based on historical experience, how much time it takes for you to pass on? Because you had some contracts which you pass on easily and some are not and take time. So this you feel is a short-term disturbance versus the last prolonged supply chain for challenges?
So we can't comment on that because, I mean, we don't know how the geopolitical scenarios play out. But on the face of it, we hope it is short-term. What we are hearing that it is going to be short term, so that is it. If it plays out into a longer play, we will start passing on, and it will take us up to 2 quarters from when we start passing on to pass on the thing.
Sure. So the last one is with regard to interest cost. It seems to have spiked up pretty drastically versus your net debt, which has come down. So what has really happened there? And is it a more sustainable trend, almost 35 crores per quarter?
Yeah, so part of it is related to the negative MTM on the long-term borrowing, which is in euro. So if you compare the levels at the end of September vis-a-vis the end of December, part of it is in categorized in the finance cost.
Okay. Thanks, sir. All the best.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Abhishek Singhal from Naredi Investments Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my only one question. How much percentage should be used to recycle buffer according to EPR policy? And
your
how
voice
much
is very muffled. Can you be a little louder, please?
So maybe request you to use your handset, Mr. Singhal.
Sir, yes, I used the only handset. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Okay. Sir, how much percentage should be used to recycle rubber according to EPR policy, and how much percentage are you using now? And if you do not fulfill this compliance, then what effect will it have on the company's financial?
We can't share those details because they are confidential towards our technical designing. So whatever is the compliance, we are within that. But I can give you a top of those numbers.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Abhishek from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, because of the disruption in Red Sea, there will be RM supply issue to European peers as well. So, production cut is expected. So, how do you see benefit in terms of the inventory clearance and dispatches?
So, what Lakling is right, they are importing from Asia the natural rubber, some synthetic rubber, some chemicals. So, their factories will be getting affected on account of that. We may get the additional order. From the raw material point of view, we will not have any shortcomings. So let us see and wait. Let us wait and
so, So can we expect that dispatches and order intakes will accelerate in the coming quarter because of if this issue get longer?
If issue get escalated and if their factories are closed, we may get.
Okay. And sir, many Indian companies is setting plant in Brazil. You have also forayed into that market. So how do you see potential going forward?
Sorry?
So many Indian companies is setting plant in Brazil. You have also forayed into this market. So how do you see potential of this market, Brazil market?
No, we can't comment about other people setting up. We don't intend to set up over there. But potentially the market is good. We are servicing it that through our distribution network. So we are quite covered through our partners over there.
Okay, sir. And you have a big plan for the OTR segment and looking to for capacity addition. So how do you see growth in this segment for the next 2-3 years?
So we feel we have a good potential, and this is a market we need to pick up, and we are focusing on that.
Okay, sir. Thanks, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Sabyasachi Mukherjee from Bajaj Finserv AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is, do you want to put any volume guidance for the next year, FY 2025?
No, no.
Sir, where am I coming from is that historically, whenever in our history, in BKT's history, whenever we have seen a volume decline, the following year has been actually really good. Be it FY 2016, where we saw a volume decline, or FY 2020 as well. Do you foresee similar kind of a thing in FY 2025 playing out?
It's too early to say. Please remember, we are sitting on the backlog of two wars which are ongoing and a lot of geopolitical tension, and also we don't know how that will play out. We are also waiting and watching to see how it is getting done. So it's too early to comment on that.
Okay. Second question.
So on that, we are capacity-wise ready to serve the market as and when the demand comes back.
Okay, okay. That's good to hear. Second question is on this ongoing Red Sea situation. What has been your experience late December or early January in terms of both the freight rates and also the container availability? How much increase you have seen in the rates or in the container cost?
So there has been a substantial increase in the rates. We are not seeing an issue on supply of containers, but it's just the rate which has gone up substantially.
Any number you want to put? Has it gone 2x, 3x, 4x?
No, I can't put a number. I can't put a number.
Okay, okay. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Viraj from SiMPL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Just one question. If you can just broadly give some color in terms of a demand environment, both in agri and OTR across different markets. So what are the kind of consumption and consumption growth we are seeing, and how is the inventory kind of in different markets? So just 30-45 days, which markets you would still see a higher level of inventory, and where we are seeing a much more leaner inventory? Any more color you can give on that?
So as I mentioned, there are two issues. I'll reclarify. Demand is one aspect where we are seeing stabilization and moving towards improvement. The other constraint that is there is the supply because of the supply issues which are there in the shipping lines and the Red Sea and the whole political scenario being played there. So if we keep those two separate, the demand is yet stable and looking towards improvement as of now. So that should be answer that question. Second question was on the 35 days to 40 days, which geographies it is. I'm giving overall average of the whole global scenario that our distributors are carrying. it's difficult for us to point a particular guy and say, or region and say this is the level here and there. But by and large, everybody is within this range of 30 to 45 days at the moment.
So the reason we are asking on inventory is, you know, what we understand in agri, especially say US or Europe or even LATAM, the season has not been that great. So just trying to understand, you know, do you see any further risk in our inventory further building up, or, you know, any perspective you may have?
No, we don't have a negative view on that. So as I mentioned, the demand we are seeing stable to and moving towards improvement. So that's the line that that's our view basically.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Tej Patel from Niveshaay. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so I have a couple of questions. The first one, what are the current carbon black prices, and is there any oversupply situation in both Indian and global markets?
Current prices are hovering around 100 rupees. And in India, yes, there is a excess supply because everyone has expanded the capacity. But globally, it is almost balanced because Russia, which used to supply to Europe and USA, that supply is not coming to those countries now.
Okay. And one more question. Thank you so much. And one more question is, like, I was seeing that there are a lot of players, you know, who are making this carbon black, are also providing carbon black to the lithium ion batteries. So are we making those grades of carbon black, or do we plan to enter those space also?
No, we have not yet planned for that one. That required another technology, so we have not yet thought for that.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Thank you so much. That's all.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Prakhar Soni from Value Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking my question. I just wanted to ask, how is the CapEx plan what you had placed for the year? Has that been completed, and how is the status of the mold manufacturing facility going on?
Going on schedule.
Okay, and the rest of the CapEx have been completed except the mold manufacturing? Or do we have anything for the CapEx for the year?
Whatever we had announced is all completed apart from these two, and they are going on as per schedule.
Okay. Can you throw some light what impact will the mold manufacturing facility have on the revenue and like PAT in the future?
No, as we had mentioned when we were setting it up also, it will have no impact on revenue. It is only to give us better access to make our own molds and keep our designs and all intact, so that the quality impact will be there, no revenue impact.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Sir Saurabh Gujjar from ICICI Prudential AMC. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. First question is on the hedge rate. So what was it for the last quarter, and how much it is for FY25?
Last quarter was 89 to 90 rupees, and for the next year, it is 91.92.
Okay, thanks. And second is just a follow-up from the previous question which was asked on carbon black. Regarding this advanced carbon black of 30,000 MTPA, what is status on that?
I mentioned, it is going on schedule, and we will update when there is a completion or any milestone. But as of now, we are on schedule to what we had earlier mentioned for date of completion.
Okay. And from the existing capacity, we have around 2 lakh metric ton. How much of it is utilized? What is the utilization level currently?
Our existing capacity is 170,000. Post this expansion of advanced carbon, we'll take it to 200,000.
And current utilization is around 85% to 90%.
175.
Of 170.
Of 170. Thanks, sir. That's it. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Disha Sheth, who is an investor. Please go ahead. Ms. Disha Sheth, please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Sir, I just wanted to check any volume, if I have missed any volume guidance for FY 24 and 25?
No, we have not missed. We have not given a guidance. It's too early to give any guidance.
Sir, and depending on your order book, how is the scenario? Do we, because after so many quarters, we saw year-on-year volume growth. So, according to you, depending on the order book, what do you think about the volumes? Is it improving?
We can't comment on this quarter, ma'am.
No, okay, okay. And sir, at what utilization are we working on? Capacity utilization?
Around 75-80%.
Okay, and sir, as volume picks up, which we saw in this quarter, do we get the operating leverage benefits that other expenses are currently very high because of the low volume scenario? So what is
your... As I mentioned in my commentary that the enhanced production has led to operating efficiencies and that has given us impact on our margins.
Okay. And so, in your view, is the worst over in terms of demand? And can we see a volume pickup from your... Like the trend of 72,000, should it maintain?
Yes, as I mentioned, our expectation going forward is a flattish quarter, so you should see it maintain.
Okay, great, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you to everybody for coming on the call, and we'll see you next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Balkrishna Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.